The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The story of Rodney King comes to a strange end. More after this. The autopsy isn't in yet, but it appears that Rodney King simply drowned in his pool yesterday. A sudden and improbable end to a life that finally seemed to have turned around. On that night in 1991, King had been on parole for a robbery conviction. He admits he was driving over 100 miles an hour through Los Angeles when the cops started chasing him. He'd been drinking, too. He'd been drinking since he was 8. But he was sober enough to know that if he got caught, he wouldn't just be arrested. He'd get beat up, which is why he didn't stop until he was near some apartment buildings, hoping neighbors would come to their windows.
He got up, like, to get away from the sticks.
One witness made a videotape. But a year later, despite that tape, three of the four cops were cleared, setting off the deadliest riot in U.S. history. As the death toll rose, King's lawyers asked him to say something. He says his mother begged him not to.
She told me to just stay out of it because you're gonna get yourself killed. I just had to say something when I started seeing the death toll rise.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
His appeal helped to diffuse some of the anger. It didn't end his own problems. But he'd won a multi-million-dollar civil settlement, he'd been promoting his new book, he was living with his fiancée, who he'd met years earlier when she sat on the jury for his civil lawsuit.
Soon as the trial, they said, it's over, and it's in the punitive phase, mm-hmm. And the very next day I get a phone call, and it was his lawyer, Milton Grimes, said, oh, my client, Rodney King, would like to meet you. And I was like, why?
I just wanted to say hi.
She's the one who heard the splash. He was found in a pool which had two dates inscribed along the wall. The day he was beaten, and the day the jury reached its verdict. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.